If the telling of the American immigration story began in the 1600s, it would not yet have ended. Millions of people from all over the world have come to America, and it's still happening today, though not in the huge waves of immigrants of long ago. Writing for the American Historical Association, Leonard Dinnerstein stated that allowing immigrants into the United States has always been more normal than keeping them out. In the early 20th century, 14 million people came to America from 1900 to 1917, and many of these immigrants were young men who intended to work in America to make money for the families they left behind. At least half of these young men returned home, though some made several round trips. Many new immigrants were poor and had limited skills, but a few had enough money to start a small fruit or produce business. For some immigrants, their dreams of a better life in America were crushed because working hard did not guarantee a good life. Sometimes their job and housing experiences were the worst their host country could offer. One Russian immigrant described his new life as all filth and sadness.